Usually on the Feast of the Epiphany, I am on vacation visiting my cousins in Southern California, where I am traditionally greeted as a wise man from the East. And with the celebration of the Feast of the Epiphany, we bring to conclusion the 12 days of Christmas. The 12 days of Christmas actually begin on December 25th. They don't lead up to December 25th. So the Feast of the Epiphany brings to conclusion the 12 days of Christmas. Now, during the season of Advent, we joined with John the Baptist as we prepared to welcome the Lord Jesus. On the Feast of Christmas, the shepherds and the angels guided us to the manger at Bethlehem. Today, we all join with the Magi from the East as we meet the Christ child and present our gifts to him. Led by a star in the heavens, the Magi show us the way to meet the child Jesus. The Magi, these wise men from the East, they seek the Lord, they worship him, they give their gifts to him, and they go forth from him. With the Magi, we seek, and we worship, and we give, and then we go. Guided by the star, these Magi set out from their native land. The Magi were not Jews. They were not members of the chosen people of God. Yet they are the first to show us that the Lord Jesus has come into the world for all people and all nations. The mission and message of the Lord Jesus would be not just for a little city in Jerusalem, but for the whole world. The Magi followed the star in response to the call of God to a deeper and more intimate relationship with him. We come, my dear brothers and sisters, to the celebration of the Eucharist, responding to that same invitation. We, like the Magi, seek the Lord and come to be fed by the Word of God and the bread of life. Now, when the Magi found the child Jesus in the arms of his mother Mary, they fell down in worship. They recognized their own unworthiness, and they recognized the majesty and the goodness of God. The Magi had come to worship because they now saw the one whom they had been seeking. They found him, and they fell down in worship. When we enter into the church, we bend our knee and bow our heads to Christ truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. We reverence the image of Mary, our Lord's dear mother, who always desires to draw us closer to her Son. At the beginning of each Mass, we call to mind our sins. We recognize our own unworthiness, and we beg the mercy of God Most High. Like the Magi, we come to worship the one who loves us, the one who has come to save us. Having sought him and worshiped him, the Magi presented their gifts to the newborn king. These were not ordinary gifts, though. These three gifts were presented to show at the very beginning of our Lord's life on earth who he is and what he had come to do. The Magi presented to this child the gold for one who is a king. They presented to him frankincense because he is the high priest of the heavenly temple. And they bring him the gift of myrrh. Now, likely myrrh was the most expensive of the three gifts. Myrrh is very, very expensive. Probably more expensive than gold. Probably more expensive than frankincense. But they bring him myrrh because this child was born to die for the sins of the world. Myrrh is used to anoint a body for burial. We will not hear again of myrrh in the gospel until the holy women bring myrrh and other spices to the tomb very early in the morning on the first day of the week. The cross of Calvary casts its shadow even unto Bethlehem, as the cross of Calvary casts its shadow even over our altar. The Christ child is indeed King and God and sacrifice. In every celebration of the Eucharist, we are invited to present our gifts to the Lord Jesus, because in our baptism, we were each anointed priest, prophet, and king. In every celebration of the Mass, we bring the gold of our joys and thanksgiving, the frankincense of our prayers, and the myrrh of our sorrows and our sufferings. As the bread and the wine are brought to the altar, each of us, like the Magi, bring our gifts and our offerings. And when we have presented our gifts, and after the Lord Jesus has given us the true gift of himself in Holy Communion, well, our lives can never be the same. Because the Magi, having encountered the child Jesus, departed for their country by another way. They went home by another way. They had seen God face to face, and life could never be the same again. They could not walk the same road, at least not in the same way. For they had now seen in the face of a baby the one who is at the end of the journey. We beg our Lord to transform us by his body and blood to become what we receive in Holy Communion. And then perhaps, my dear brothers and sisters, having sought the Lord, worshipped him, presented our gifts to him, and been sent forth from him, our lives, yours and mine, will be for someone else a star that lights the way to Jesus. Amen.